In the Bible, we read of Abimelech, who was very wicked. But it's not his wickedness that is cause for amazement, but rather a very different, an awful characteristic he had. What could that characteristic be? The answer, the importance he placed on keeping up appearances. Reputation was everything to Abimelech. Even in the face of imminent death, reputation was more important to him than being in right standing with God. That conclusion is not guesswork. It is revealed in the scripture of Judges 9, verses 53 and 54, we read, "And a certain woman cast a piece of a millstone upon Abimelech's head, and all to break his skull. Then he called hastily unto the young man his armor-bearer, and said unto him, Draw thy sword, and slay me, that men say not of me, a woman slew him. And his young man thrust him through, and he died." Scripture reveals the great wickedness that Abimelech did, and for which he met an untimely, violent death. However, we see God's mercy toward him in that he did not die suddenly. He lingered a little while before dying. Long enough to repent. But, what was his only concern? His reputation. Keeping up appearances. He gives these things priority over the horrible thought of dying without being at peace with God, amazing. His only concern is that it not be said that a woman managed to kill him. His reputation is more important even than salvation. What is worse is that that part of his reputation was a lie. The truth is that a woman did manage to kill him. But Abimelech prefers a lie that makes him look good in the eyes of others. Today, there are people like Abimelech. They'd rather go to their grave with a good reputation built on lies, rather than humble themselves, face truth, and repent. Let us not be like Abimelech. Let us not keep up appearances built on lies to protect a good, but false, reputation. Nothing is worth the risk of going to hell. Continue learning the Bible with Manna Minutes podcast by heavenlymanna.net.